Hi, wherever you're listening to me, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is today's Tech Briefing. OpenAI has expanded the availability of its ChatGPT app for iOS users in 33 countries, including India, Algeria, Brazil, Japan, Mexico, Poland, and the United Arab Emirates, TechCrunch reports. This comes just a week after the app's launch in the United States. Within 6 days of its initial availability, the ChatGPT mobile app surpassed 500,000 downloads, making it one of the most successful new apps, TechCrunch notes. It also outperformed other AI and chatbot apps, as well as Microsoft Edge and Bing apps in terms of downloads in the US since its launch, according to TechCrunch. OpenAI's ChatGPT app allows users to interact with the AI-based chatbot on their iPhones. An Android version is also expected later. It offers voice input through Whisper, supports advanced features for ChatGPT Plus subscribers, and enables direct subscription to ChatGPT Plus for $20 per month in the US, all while being ad-free and available for free download. In India, subscription to the paid version costs 999 rupees per month, or for 7,900 rupees as a lifetime purchase, according to the plans on offer via the app. Meanwhile, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has reversed his earlier statements and clarified that the company has no plans to leave Europe, despite expressing concerns about the European Union's proposed AI Act, CNBC reports. Altman had initially threatened to cease operations in Europe if the regulations were too stringent. The AI Act aims to govern high-risk users of AI and now includes expanded rules that require disclosure of AI-generated content and summaries of copyrighted training data. Altman's initial comments received criticism, and while he acknowledged that the current draft is over-regulating, he expressed hope that it would be revised, according to CNBC. The negotiations on the EU's AI Act will continue among the European Commission and the member states in the coming year, according to CNBC. Meanwhile, Twitter has withdrawn from the European Union's voluntary agreement to combat online disinformation, according to European Commissioner Thierry Breton. While other major social media platforms have pledged to support the EU's disinformation code of practice, Twitter has chosen to opt out, Associated Press reports. Breton emphasized that despite Twitter's decision, the company still has an obligation under the EU's forthcoming digital rules, set to take effect in August. This move aligns with Elon Musk's strategy since acquiring the company, which involves loosening rules against misinformation and transforming Twitter into a digital town square, AP notes. Other tech giants like Google, TikTok, Microsoft, Facebook, and Meta have committed to the EU code, which requires regular reporting on their efforts to combat disinformation. The EU has made it clear that fighting disinformation will become a legal obligation under the new digital rules. WhatsApp is said to be working on enhancing its video calling experience with a new feature that allows users to share their screens during video calls, Mint reports, citing a website called WA Beta Info, which tracks these developments. The feature is reportedly being tested by Android beta testers who have installed the latest version of WhatsApp Beta for Android. Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar in India has stated that the upcoming Digital Personal Data Protection Bill will bring about significant changes in the behavior of platforms that have exploited or misused personal data, according to a Press Trust of India report carried by Hindustan Times. Chandrasekhar clarified that the proposed government-appointed fact-check body is not about censorship, but rather providing an opportunity for the government to counter misinformation related to it. He emphasized that the legislation aims to protect personal data rights and ensure responsible data management, while those already complying with the rules have nothing to fear. Additionally, Chandrasekhar addressed the issue of WhatsApp spam calls and mentioned efforts to tackle the problem in collaboration with messenger companies and overseas telecom carriers.
That's it for this briefing. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.